that's not a problem. I don't, I mean.
Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. We're glad to have you here with us today.
I'll remind you that Holy Communion will be part of this worship service later, and I invite you to get your communion elements ready to partake there at home later in the service. Let me also remind you that we have midweek Vespers on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our theme is Repeat the Sounding Joys. We look at some of the hymns that we know and love that are based on some of Israel's hymn book in the Psalms. So don't forget Wednesday at 7 p.m. Amanda, do you have any announcements?
You know, I feel like I should have some announcements.
I feel like you should too. Well, we may have forgotten something, but thank you.
You know what? We're gonna talk about remembering some things later on, so I hope I didn't forget anything.
Okay. Well, I hope not either.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
I wonder
got them all.
Okay, so I got them all. Jim, did I get the camera all set up and everything today?
Beautiful.
Okay, that's... Oh, I remember what it is. It's part of one of the lessons, the stories, that Pastor Gary's going to bring to us. It's one of my favorites. So it says that Jesus is talking to his disciples, and it says, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. And I think about that. Was Jesus just talking to his disciples? I don't think so. I think Jesus was probably talking to all of us as well. That Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is with us always to the end of the age, forever and ever and ever and ever. And so when we listen to Pastor Gary read from the Bible today, he's going to read us a story from the very beginning of the Bible. And it talks about God being there in the very, very beginning when everything was made. And then it talks, in the second story that Pastor Gary's going to read, it talks about Jesus saying that Jesus and the Holy Spirit will be with us forever and ever. So that must mean that God is really, really good, and that God can be everywhere all at the same time. And I think that's really special, because that means that God is with me right now, and God is with you right now, and with everybody else in the world. Let's pray together. Dear God, we are so thankful that you are so big, so great, and so wonderful, that you are with us from the very beginning to the very end and beyond, forever and ever, no matter what, all the time. And all God's children said, amen. May the Lord be with you, and go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Then there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated. When I was in seminary, I was assigned to learn by working in a church over in West Columbia. As it happened, in my second year there, the pastor fell ill and was out for several months, leaving me somewhat in charge. When it came time for Lent, the local pastors put us in a rotation that they had going, so there would be some type of sermon, but as far as the worship and how things would go generally at the church, there was just little old inexperienced me. Well, one night during Lent, as we waited for the service to begin, a fierce thunderstorm raged outside. And before long, we lost the electricity to the church. We sat there in the pitch black darkness for a moment, and although I couldn't see them, I felt the eyes of everyone in the place on me. As it ended up, we decided to get out the Christmas Eve candles and pass them out, as I explained that that's why we have candles on our altar. The early Christians who were worshiping in caves and catacombs needed light to read the scriptures by, and so one candle was used to read the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures, and then to emphasize the gospel, they moved to the other candle to read it. So we got out those candles, and just before we were ready to start, yep, the power came back on. Everyone clamored to turn the lights off again, and let's proceed by candlelight. But the thing I remember most was that while the storm raged around us, when we lost our electricity, when we lost our power, there in the dark, only one light was shining. The light of the red sanctuary lamp that signifies God's eternal presence with us. The storm raged. Nevertheless, we had the assurance that God was with us. And what an assurance that is. In our gospel reading today, we have one of the greatest promises and assurances Jesus gives. Just before he ascended into heaven, he told his followers, "Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." God is with us always in the storm, no matter what life brings. This past week, I asked a simple question on our Facebook page. I told them I was kicking around an idea for the sermon this week, and I needed their help. It was a simple question, but also one that is pretty deep. I asked, "When are some times when you feel that God is with you?" I got a lot of answers. There were some who mentioned the marvels of creation, a beautiful blue sky, or seeing the life teeming around a lake on a morning walk, or admiring things like clouds and frogs and birds singing and so many wonders of creation. God is with us. Others answered about times they are with their family, when they see their grandchildren or their own children come up and kiss the top of their heads, or even when they're thinking about their family and missing them. God is with us. Others mentioned that they feel God's presence in times of trouble, when they're worried about something or lonely, or when something has happened to a loved one, but it has turned out okay. Or when we have those nagging why questions and get answers. Or we're in an accident and felt God near. Or when facing an illness. Or when you are in the agony of grief. God is with us. And still others answered things like, being in the congregation during song or at other times of worship, or being with children when they burst into a song they learned at church, or even in the quiet moments of prayer. God is with us. God is with us. And as I learned that night so long ago in that church in West Columbia, the sanctuary lamp is an important reminder of God's presence. And with today being Holy Trinity Sunday, I can't resist the urge to show you some things about our sanctuary lamp, because all members of the Trinity are represented and part of God's eternal presence with us. The first thing you can notice about our sanctuary lamp, of course, is that it's a candle. And when you see the candle, the light from the flame, it has to take your mind back to that passage from Genesis I read just moments ago, to know that in the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So the light itself reminds us of God the Father, the Creator, the Sustainer of all that is. But then you notice that the light shines through a red globe. Jesus is the light of the world and our Savior, yes. But notice that the light of the world here is shining through a blood-red globe. Or maybe a better way to say it, the light of God, the love of Jesus, shines through Jesus' blood sacrificed and given for us. So you have God the Father, the Creator, the Sustainer. You have Jesus the Son, our Savior. What you may never have noticed is that the brass holder of our sanctuary lamp is shaped to remind us of a descending dove, to remind us of the Holy Spirit breathing the gift of faith into us that helps us to know that God is our Creator, that God is our Savior, and that God is with us even now. All three parts of the Trinity are represented right here in this sanctuary lamp to remind us of God's eternal presence with us. One more story. As you know, the church I was serving before I came here was down at the beach. Now, we don't have to do this here, but because the church was at the beach, we had to set up a plan for each of our shut-ins and what would happen with them in the event of a hurricane when we were called to evacuate. We found volunteers who, if they did have to evacuate for a storm, would take a shut-in with them when they left. Well, Nan and I were on that list too. If an evacuation was called, we had someone we were to take with us. On one occasion, a hurricane seemed to be approaching. Everyone was anxiously watching the news, hoping for the storm to turn and head out to sea. And Nan and I waited too. And we decided to get up very early the next morning and see what they were saying about the storm before we decided to go or to stay. So at 4 a.m., we were up and we quickly learned that we did need to evacuate. The boys were little, and our plan of action was that Nan would get them up and I would head out into the first fringes of the storm to get our shut-in and to go with us. At that time of the morning, in the driving wind and rain, there was no one on the road but me and the National Guard at every intersection. Carefully, I made my way through the storm, thinking about the powerful winds and heavy rains that were coming and indeed already near, alone, anxious, worried. And about that time, I passed the local Episcopal church. I glanced over at it and saw through their windows one light beaming out into the darkness. Burning brightly to see through their windows was their sanctuary lamp. The lamp that burns as a sign of God's eternal presence was still shining. And there in the midst of that fierce storm, the message was clear. We are not alone. No matter how bad things looked, no matter how much the storm raged, the eternal God was with us. The eternal God was for us. The eternal God was faithful. Oh, people of God, the entire time you have been out of this sanctuary, this lamp has been lit. Look to the light and remember always, God is with us. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God, our Father, your hand reaches to us in love and care, creating new opportunities and new grace for us every day. You are the very source of our life and our eternal hope. Continue to watch over us and call us new to you. Lord, in your mercy. Jesus, our Savior, in love you gave yourself for us. The gift of yourself was the very gift of grace we needed. Instill in us true repentance and the desire to turn to you. Make of us forgiving, grace-filled people, that our lives may be lived in peace and love as your family. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Spirit, our comforter and strength, you continue with us, our advocate, our helper, and our guide. You empower us for serving, and you call us to faith. Walk with us through each of our days. Draw near to our hearts and urge our hearts to draw near to you. Lord, in your mercy. O one God, your children turn to you in our need. Events of this past week have changed our world and changed us. We pray now for justice for those in any time or place who have suffered wrongfully. We pray for understanding and compassion to grow among us. We pray for an end to violence. We pray for an end to racial division, fear, and hatred. And we pray for peace and righteousness to thrive amidst our broken world. Bring your healing, comforting love and hope among us, O God. Bless all your children, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of love, you have made us, you have saved us, you are with us still. May we be yours forever. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You reveal your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord God, in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. God of the welcome table, in this meal, we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts so that we may share your neighborly love with all. Through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor. and give you peace. Amen. In peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.